This is Twit.
So drones. Now you on know-how, you do drones all the time.
Oh, no, not at
all. No, not at all.
I don't know.
And is this drone, this is the $40 drone that you've been crazy about?
No, these are both drones that we built on the show.
You
this
made
is,
them?
Yeah, this is about $100. That's about $150.
And you found a really inexpensive drone that we've been using to pollute the skies.
Absolutely.
Now. Everybody uses
that's that's a $50 drone that you can basically crash into people.
So, nice.
Yeah.
But I was excited. A couple of things I wanted to see. The Parrot AR Bebop. I was excited. Mm-hmm. This is a $500 drone with one super fisheye lens that the software then can take any segment. So the camera doesn't have to move for you to pan around or see any part of the world under the drone. What did you think of the Bebop? Did you play with that?
I did. It actually flies quite well. I thought it was going to be a toy. It's actually decently controllable.
They say it's pretty easy. They want it to be easy, right?
Yeah. Is it again forcing you to go through the interface on a tablet or phone?
You can, but they have something called the Sky Commander, which actually adds sticks to the sides of your tablet so that you can control it like a traditional quadcopter. So you're using, you know, one of these little remote controls. But
so
then,
RC fans will like it because it has kind of it's a hybrid RC smartphone.
But then the nice thing is you can have someone else actually controlling where the camera is. And it's all it's all optically, it's all stabilized, it's digitally zoomed. And unlike these quadcopters, if you put it into a location and then you release the controls, it will stay there.
Right. Yeah.
So it will hold its position rock steady, getting you this beautiful footage.
So that's go ahead.
I was going to ask. What do you think about the Chris Anderson's type of drone?
You mean the DIY drones guy?
Once you pre-program its route, and then you push the button and off it goes to take photos.
It's a horrible idea.
Well, it depends. It depends on the drone, and it depends on the platform, it depends on the gimbal, and it depends on how good you are at flying it.
But it's autonomous. Is that what you're saying? It doesn't have
a control? Autonomous. Yeah.
That sounds not like a good
idea.
Well,
I mean, see, that's the thing. We always get people who are like, these aren't drones, these are quadcopters. I understand what they're saying, but drone just means that you have some sort of autonomous functionality in it. And any of these will have some sort of autonomous functionality.
Mostly just to hover, right? Just so that they stay stable. That's what the original Parrot AR did so well. It was easier to fly because it had some autonomy. Look at the is this from the Bebop?
This is from the Bebop.
How could the picture be so good?
It's a 1080p plus camera on the front.
Wow. Right.
I love this.
Yeah, the FPV.
And put on a virtual reality helmet and you can be where the drone is.
You can get about 11 minutes of flight time on that battery. You can get about 2 kilometers away.
$500. How much is
the
Sky
Guy off the hill.
Yeah, really. How much is the Sky Command?
They didn't price that for us yet. They're sending us both, though, so we'll be able to play.
I'm thinking this is, because I wanted to get one for Henry. I thought this would be a good one for a teenager to play with.
Well, has he played around with like a $35 drone off? Buy him the $35 drone to learn how to fly.
The last thing I'm going to do is give Henry something that could chop somebody's head off from a distance.
Well, see, this flies more like those toy drones where you're actually not going to destroy much if it hits it. It's nice and light.
Look, the FAA is right about ready to just ban these suckers entirely. They've already said you can't use them for commercial purposes.
I've actually got a really good story about that.
What's the story?
I was in Hawaii and found out that President Obama was on the island the same time that we were.
Yes, he was.
And the FAA issued a directive saying you are not allowed to fly drones, quadcopters, while the president is on the island. So the first day, I'm on Waikiki Beach, and I really want to fly this. And there's an officer there, and I ask him, I say, am I going to get in trouble flying this thing? And he says, the FAA actually doesn't set policy. It doesn't set law. They've issued an advisory.
And they have no enforcement.
Exactly. He said, they have no enforcement.
There's no FAA police to come get you.
So he said, fly away. And then he actually looked
at my
remote.
Care.
Yeah,
he didn't care.
And then he ran away with his camera to videotape you for YouTube, waiting for the Secret Service to come in with shotguns drawn.
You actually flew a drone in contravention of federal mandate.
Well, advisory. It was an advisory.
It was an advisory.
FAA advisory.